Good morning. Welcome to St. Mark's Church. I am the curate here, and my name is John Waits, and this morning we have the Holy Communion according to the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, and that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. And the collect for our new sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Come to the collect. The Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Let us pray. A collect for the last Sunday after Trinity. After this, we turn and prepare for the Advent season, and we conclude with this wonderful collect. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. And now we have the readings.
The first reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 to 11. When you have entered the land the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labour. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and to your household. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading is from Luke 12, verses 22 to 34. Do not worry. When Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
And our creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again in glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now we have the sermon.
Well, welcome to our harvest service. And wherever you are, the theme of harvest might bring a few different images. It might be really joyful images of a food collection, one that like we may have on Sunday in our church service. It might be much loved songs that you might have grown up with as a child. But it also might bring up some feelings of worry and of stress about providing food for yourself and for those you love. So today I'm going to try and hold those two images together, and I'll try and point us towards what I think God gives us in terms of hope and encouragement about God's provision. So the theme for our harvest service is global food poverty. How should we respond to seeing the inequality in how food is shared in our world? And my encouragement for us today is, how can each of us give generously and receive graciously? So first of all, when I say the following words, have a think about what comes to mind. So what image comes into your head when I say farmer? Do Do you think of a rosy-cheeked stereotype from this country or Western Europe? Do you think of a specialist? Or do you think of someone labouring and stressed about whether they will have enough food to eat and to feed their family and provide for their community? Next, when I say the word harvest, what comes to mind? Do you think of combine harvesters and tractors in the late summer sun? Do you think of mechanised, specialised, scientific agriculture? Or do you think of communities picking by hand, informing when school holidays are and everyone mucking in? If I say food transport to you, do you think of industrial transport, large amounts of food transported long distances, it being plentiful and being year-round access to our favourite foods? Or do you think of travelling large distances on foot or with animals to go and get the essential food we need? In terms of receiving our food, when we go and gather it personally, do you think of a plentiful supply at your local shop or supermarket? Do you think of a delivery van providing everything you need that you ordered online, or maybe with a few replacements? Or do you think of queuing, of shortages, of simply not being able to afford all that lovely food that's in the shop? And lastly, mealtime, what do you think of? Do you think of being around the dinner table with a select few, maybe your friends, family, it being quite a private, cosy affair? Or do you think of sharing with others, of opening up your home or going out into your community and sharing there? How can each of us give generously and receive graciously? In our readings, in the Deuteronomy reading, we hear about the Israelites being instructed on how they're going to receive the promised land and how they should live in it. So they're told about this exciting new land they've been promised for years, how it's going to be fertile, and this new home will be exactly what they have been promised. And they're told that they should receive what God is giving and respond by praising and worshipping God and offering the first tenth of any harvest back to God. And tithing is something that still exists to this day. Here, the message we get is clear. God gives great gifts and instructs us to share what we have. And we should receive them with thanksgiving and offer our gifts and praise back to God. In our reading from Luke's Gospel, we find Jesus in the middle of teaching to a large crowd. It's a famous passage about not worrying. I've used it a lot and really found comfort in it. But what's important here is Jesus' encouragement to be generous. Not being worried about having enough frees us to share with those around us. Those who may not have enough food, or maybe those who would appreciate our company and hospitality. And whatever the reason, we're encouraged to be generous with what we have, as God has been generous to us. So, it clearly says, do not worry. God cares for each of us, and so God provides. God is faithful, so have faith in God in return. As God will give us what we need, do not let fear get in the way of giving to others. And as we lean into our faith, we grow in our relationship with God and with those around us. Now, God says not to be worried, and in both of these passages, God highlights how God will provide for us. And many of us here at St. Margaret's are in a privileged position to be able to share what we have. Now, while generously giving is a big part of living in faith, another part of our life in Jesus is gracefully receiving. We're called to humbly receive gifts from God and to receive gifts from others as well with thanks and to share what we have humbly as a community. Food donation during our Sunday service will be towards the local food bank Loveworks, and if you'd like to give a separate donation to them, I would wholeheartedly recommend you do so. But this donation is a long-standing tradition, but particularly at the moment, it's reminding us of the growing use of food banks And right now, this is stark to see. So locally and nationally, many are facing really tough times to provide the food that they need to nourish themselves and their families, many of whom have never relied on food banks before. In our world, there are at least 10 countries experiencing major famine or major food shortages right now. Now, how can we give generously to these people who are our worldly neighbours? There are many organisations that care for these people and support the relief efforts. So as well as sharing your food, please consider how you might be able to support the work of Tear Fund, Action Against Hunger and Oxfam, to name a few. Real need is on our doorsteps and on our TV screens, so we should support our neighbour as we are able. Now, it's important to say none of this is God's plan for our world. And so we are called to seek wider change in the hope that of a day where food banks and famine relief are no longer needed. And if we truly seek to bring God's kingdom to life here on earth, we must care for our neighbours today, but also strive for real change tomorrow. So I'll leave you with this. How can each of us give generously and receive graciously?
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up yourselves treasures upon the earth, where rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso has this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers with which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority under him that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment and wickedness of vice and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways. Draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the glory and honour of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that turn unto him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Many of us are still taking communion at home. That's a spiritual form of taking communion, as opposed to the actual physical form here. There's a nice prayer done by Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge of spiritual communion. Beautiful way to remember that Christ is here and he is with us at this Eucharist, whether in church or at your home. It's a prayer inspired by a prayer of St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. You might like to pause now and take some bread and some wine for later on. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We're not worthy so much as to gather the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the night that he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he gave thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith and thanksgiving. Body and blood of Christ. Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Prayer after communion. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.